I've known this girl for 7 years. I've been coping with this girl for 7 years, you guys.
She likes it like this. That's why she didn't go anywhere.
I know, right? No, it's because we are stuck. We did not go to the same school. And it's been 7 years. Like, what are we talking about here?
Let's toast to friendship.
Yeah, let's toast to friendship.
Toast to friendship.
Friendship. We're going to be talking about some things that we don't even know about each other yet.
I'm excited for that one.
Please do this shuffle. How many years will you do this shuffle?
I was having fun. I'll pick another one.
Why would you pick another? I've answered it.
I'll pick another.
See why I told you this friendship episode will be a chaotic one. The expectations I had from you or to you.
I wish you English for my wedding.
No, the expectation I had. Please read your card.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode.
Welcome, guys. Oh my gosh, another Bring Her Friday. It's always so fun, you guys. Whenever we just like,
it's usually like the highlight of like when we have to, like the days we have to post. I'm like,
Rob, they're like the best thing that happened that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys, and I hope it's also the best thing for you guys on your Fridays.
I hope so.
Yep. How have you been, my love?
I'm good. We've not introduced ourselves. Maybe they've forgotten. We never know. Maybe we have new people.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Well, I'm your favorite girl. Gabriella Akimbo Yechen.
I don't think I can ever get over that.
Nope. I will always say your favorite girl. Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
I'm your second favorite.
I'm your second favorite girl. I'm your second favorite girl, Kevin John. You guys, how are you?
How you guys been? How was the week?
Yeah.
Hope it was good.
Hope it was fantastic.
Mine was.
I know.
I think it's this wine that we're drinking that is making us like...
Today, our episode is very chilled, very relaxed. I don't know if you guys have caught that from just like the setup.
Exactly.
We're just trying to be chilled today. I know. It's a... What's it called? It's a treat me day that we're just going to be, you know, chatting with you guys, chilling and just having a good time, right?
I know.
So you guys, before we dive into all of those relaxation mode, let's tell them about subscribing.
Yes. So please. You guys have started subscribing. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Please, you know, we want more subscribers.
Yes,
subscribers.
So please. Imagine so you also. Always subscribe. Please. If you've been watching us and you've been enjoying our content, please do well to subscribe. We actually had, I saw something on Spotify the other day. We actually had a lot more streams on Spotify. I'm like, I didn't even know we needed to like keep watch of this. So, well, don't worry. We're ignorant here a little bit.
I think you do more of all of that. I look at the YouTube more.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I look at the YouTube and the social media pages more than I don't even go
on like the audio ones. Yes. Yeah. But I think it's so cool to see that people are also listening to us there too. Yes. Please continue to listen on Spotify.
Yes.
Ella's favorite one.
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, you guys. Listen to us on there. Even Google Podcasts is that. I think that's what it's called.
Yep.
You can also catch us on any of those audio platforms.
We are there for you guys. You know?
And if you prefer to see us visually, like we do too.
A pretty face, we actually do. And then like when I watch it at home, myself, like if I have friends or family member around, you're like, no, she's not supposed to be.
Can you imagine? So do you ever feel like that's not me? Like you don't feel that way?
Actually, I don't like to listen to myself.
I know.
I end up doing it because like the last episode we dropped, before I even woke up, I was like, wait, I can hear myself. Yes.
You have
We needed to go out. Yeah. Right? Myself and my husband needed to go out. And literally he was standing. And I'm like, babe, we have to go. Let's go.
Good job. Let's go. That is dope.
But my friend just kept on watching it.
Yeah, that's
and
dope.
He was like, yeah, when I come back, I have to please remind me where I stopped. I'm like,
I love that. Okay. I actually really love that. So let me give you, let's finish the train of thought. So if you like to watch us visually, please also tune into us on YouTube. Subscribe to us. It's very free. Turn on that notification button thing. Exactly. Exactly. So it's easy for you. Every Friday, every bi-weekly Friday when we drop our videos, you can always catch us. And have a better weekend because I believe with us,
and you know what
better.
I've noticed is that we are funny.
It's funny how it's like tooting your tone on.
Yeah, like we are funny. So,
you think so?
I do.
I know. Sometimes I catch myself when I rewatch our productions.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god.
I catch myself actually laughing at what we're saying.
I didn't know it was that funny.
Gosh. Ew, so weird. But you guys, if you think we're funny, that's another reason why your weekend needs to be better, okay?
Exactly.
So just add us to that, your itinerary for the weekend, and subscribe to us. Also, follow us on our social media platform as well.
And the name is very simple.
Very easy.
This is even your Brewing Ha.
Your Brewing Ha Girls.
So on Instagram, on TikTok.
Exactly. So that you can see some of our snippets as well. Sometimes we drop those snippets before we drop the episodes.
Yes.
Sometimes we drop it right after we drop the episodes. Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, you can get engaged.
Exactly. If you want to know what the next episode is going to be before the next episode come out.
Yes.
You Instagram can see it on and TikTok. It's the right place.
Yeah. So please don't forget to follow us on those places as well.
This wine is making me. I feel good. I feel
Let's do some cheersing. Some cheersing. Toast to good life. So today, guys.
Toast to friendship.
You shouldn't have dropped it. Today, we're going to be talking about friendship.
Let's toast to friendship.
Yeah, let's toast to friendship. Actually.
Toast to friendship.
Friendship.
Our friendship has been what? How many years now?
I know. Oh, it's so God. Crazy.
Since, like, about 7 years, Kemi.
No. Is it 7 years or even more? I think it's been more.
It's sure it's more. I think it was 2018.
Since 2018. What is that?
So I think that's 2018, 2019.
7 years.
Jeez.
I know, you guys. I've known this girl for 7 years. I've been coping with this girl for 7 years, you guys.
She likes it like this. That's why she didn't go anywhere.
I know, right? No, it's because we are stuck with each other at this point.
Because our husbands are actually friends.
Yes.
Like, and they were friends before they even met us.
No, it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah.
But you guys, today we're going to be talking about friendship. We're going to be talking about some deep, deep inner perspective of our personalities, our individuality.
Don't speak English, yo.
That can break my teeth. But what we're trying to say is that we're going to be talking about diving into our friendship as we know it, and some things that we don't even know about each other yet.
I'm excited for that one.
I'm not excited. I'm scared.
I think first we need to actually tell them the history, how we met.
Yes, we do. Definitely.
Yeah, we need to tell them how we met.
Before we tell them about the history, let's tell them about how this episode is going to go, like what the structure is going to be.
Okay.
So the topic for today is you thought you knew me. I know. I hope I think I want to say I believe I know you.
Me too.
But you never know.
Never know. I know. You never know. It's actually hiding some certain, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's very scary. So we're going to be working through those questions through our cards.
Right.
We're
going to
be doing our card game, Substance.
I need a shuffle.
Yes. If you've watched a couple of our past episodes, we've used our Substance card.
So I'm taking this out because it's just instructions. Before you start wondering.
Why are you taking that out?
Yeah.
Actually, you should read the rules for them to see too. So we're going to be playing those cards. We're going to be just picking at random, and then we'll be asking ourselves questions from the cards, and hopefully we can answer these questions without
truthfully
and without crying. Because
no, she's not going to cry.
I won't cry. That's why the wine is needed today.
It's true though, because she's a cry baby. Jesus, Kemi can't cry.
I won't cry today.
Kemi can't cry.
I only sweat in my eyes.
Yeah, right. You know, I have a video of you crying on my wedding day.
Stop it. God forbid you don't. God forbid you don't. Don't
Should
you
I
try
for them?
No. Don't try me. Okay, so while you shuffle, you've talked about the fact that we've been friends for 7 years.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Oh my God. Like, I know.
It's like, is this even possible? I'm not even going to lie. And it's FYI, good, let me give a disclaimer. I hate things like this.
Why?
I don't like to get too, what's it called? Is it personal, you can call it?
Yeah, or she does it.
It cringes my body.
It does like, it.
We don't need to be this intimate. We don't need to be this cozy. We don't
Sorry,
need to be...
girl.
But I guess
me
we'll
and you,
it for
we've
you
gone through a lot. I don't understand.
I know. So, yeah, shuffle and
we've
then...
We've gone through ups and downs.
Ugh, gosh. I know. This is ridiculous. Please do the shuffle. How many years were you doing the shuffle?
I was having fun. All right, guys. I've shuffled it and it's facing down.
Okay. So I asked before we started. I asked, how does that make you feel that we've been friends for 7 years?
actually feels good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, like, thinking about it, mm-hmm. I don't think I have friends that, I don't have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And some, I don't even think I remember having any, like, right now, any of my friends, like, primary school, secondary school.
Yes, yes.
Most of the friends that I have right now are from college.
Yes.
And having to have a friend that mm-hmm. is not from college.
Yes, for that long.
For that long actually feels good, yeah. to be honest.
First of all, it makes me feel old.
True, though. Because I'm like, Jesus, that's 7 years.
We did not go to the same school.
Yes.
So it wasn't like we've been friends since school days. And it's been 7 years. Like, what are we talking about here? I'm just a girl. Please.
I'm just a girl in the world.
Exactly. So yo. I feel very old, but at the same time, it's very amazing.
It is.
You're right. All of those friends that I have from school, mm-hmm. I still consider them friends because some of them I still talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them I don't talk to. But they're not really like friends that, you know, we can share things with. They're just like friends that you can just be like, oh, hi. Is it acquaintance now?
Yeah.
What do you call them? Yeah. So they've turned to acquaintances. So they're not
oh
really
my
friends.
God.
The friends that I have that I actually can call friends,
mm-hmm.
you're one of them. And it's so weird.
I know it is.
But yeah, it feels good. It feels good.
It does
here.
Feel good. Like yeah. to actually have, because, and it's so funny because like you're almost like, you're like sister right now.
Legit.
Because my parents actually like this girl.
I mean, who's like, there not to like? Oh my
I remember
gosh.
When you were about to get married, my dad was like, no, he's going to make sure that he's
Can
there.
Can you imagine?
And I'm like, wow.
I feel so special.
Wow.
I feel so special, man.
It's crazy.
No, legit. That's how it feels. It feels like family.
This is the reason why my mouth is talking too much.
No, let's do it. Let's do a toast to friendship, like we said. Longer years.
Amen.
By God's grace. Longer friendship.
And our kids too.
Our kids to be friends.
Be friends.
Well. Wouldn't that be funny?
I know.
Wouldn't
do you know
funny?
That? Let me open your yash in this place.
Yeah.
Do you know that this girl told me that my son,
yeah,
my first son, is not allowed.
Oh, I mean, excuse me. Are you joking? Are you joking?
It's not allowed.
If I ever have a daughter, your son is marrying my daughter. That's, let's just say that here now. Well, let's not be this kind of parents. Let's give them the chance. But I'll be the parent that will be like, ah, go and hang out now. You know, meet each other. Go out with each other now. I'll be that kind of parent.
Like, be like, forcing it underground.
Exactly.
I cannot.
Unless my child comes out and be like, mom, no, calm down. We're just friends.
Because my son actually loves this girl.
Yeah.
Like
what else?
He knows her voice. Like the moment he hears her, he's like, mommy, what? Auntie Kemi.
Stop
I'm like,
it.
Oh my
Stop
God.
It. What else can we ask for, really? So now I feel like I see why some of our parents actually
marry
their children.
Off. Yes. Yeah, I do see it now. Because like I want my kid to be with somebody,
a good family,
yes, you know? Like
exactly.
It hits different when you actually know the family.
Exactly. So we don't blame you guys. We only blame the ones that go extreme.
Extreme, yeah.
If they say they don't want, they don't want.
Can't force it. They can be friends, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So all do right. you want to tell us how we met? Because I think you do a better story.
Oh my gosh.
Because you came, she came to me. So tell
you
us.
What was funny? Wait, no, was it this kind of hair you had?
No, it was kinkish bone. It was kinky straight.
Okay. So anyways, I met Gabby 7 years ago. Let me say my and it's that not funny? Like all my relationships that I've actually the ones I have now
mm-hmm.
has been through this church.
Really?
Yes. The ones I have now that I'm actually connected to mm-hmm. now. Been through this church. Okay, well, let's not go back then. But yeah, I met Gabby at church, right?
Yeah,
we go to the same Nigerian Redeemed Christian Church of God in our town or in our city. And I remember we were both young. Our church didn't have a lot of young people in that church. So if you see a youngie like you, you'd be like, ah, thank God.
I'm not alone.
Exactly. So I saw her and I was like, oh, she's young as well. Good. And you had one hair. That's what mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, maybe it's this one. But no. You had another, like a straight
kinky. It was kinky hair. Straight hair.
And I actually loved that hair. Because I think it gives you this kind of, FYI, we are loving Gabby's look today. Okay?
She literally was like, no, you have to wear this one.
I just love you with this kind of look.
Thank you.
Anyway, so, please don't start. you had this kind of hair, kind of like kinky, mm-hmm. like natural look kind of hair. And I was like, I really like this hair. So I went to her. Did I touch the hair?
No, you came to me and you were like, I really like your hair.
I'm thinking in my head that I actually touched your the hair.
Maybe, I can't remember so. If you did.
And I remember, I actually hate when people do that.
I don't remember if you did.
Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But anyway, what fascinated me to you was mm-hmm. your hair. I was like, oh, I love your hair, blah, blah, blah. What did you even do? This girl gave me one nasty look like that. Of course, she has a very resting bitch face. Can we say that on YouTube? I'm sorry.
I'm trying, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying.
This girl. Why is she giving this kind of look? But honestly, I didn't feel offended as much. I was just like, oh, okay, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I think we didn't talk as much mm-hmm. after then. You just said, oh, thank you, yeah. blah, blah. And then church closed, we all left.
Yeah.
But because you were the only young girl that I saw in mm-hmm. that church, we did not have a choice now. Next Sunday, we saw each other again. And then come to find out that she's actually the sweetest. Like, she did not have any thorn in her body, to be honest. I was just like, okay, this girl. And I think your sister was also with you, Remy.
My younger sister, yeah.
I think she was also with you, but she was, Remy was way younger then. Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. Oh, God.
Like, now she's a...
She's a whole college graduate.
She's a big girl now.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, that was my first impression of you.
Mm-hmm.
Until, obviously, after we started talking more.
Yeah, and then we now...
And we glued.
We now had this youth meeting, young adult meeting.
Yes.
That was when. And then it was your birthday.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes. And then it was your birthday.
I can't say the story. It's literally the way I met my husband too. So it's like saying the story the same way.
Yes.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
I remember you people's first date.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like our friendship though, honestly, I glued to you very quickly.
Yeah.
Which is very rare for me. I don't glue to people. See why I told you this friendship episode will be a chaotic one. But no, I glued to you really quickly mm-hmm. than I would to any other person. Like, I feel like with any other person, or maybe it's just growth though, because now I wouldn't do that. But back then I was obviously younger. Mm-hmm. Back then it was easy to form friendships.
Yeah, because we were actually like our personality is very different.
It's very different.
It's very different.
Very, very
like
different.
Like, we are two different people. And I don't think a lot of people know that because of how we behave
gosh.
Here.
Yes.
Like, we are legit.
Different.
Yeah, we are two opposite
I feel
people.
Like the reason why it's easy now is because we've gone through the hard phases.
Yes.
We've gone through the hard phases mm-hmm. of like, I cannot understand this. What's going on? And now we're just like,
you know what? That's Kenny.
That's who she is. Exactly. So we've like, gone through. That's beautiful on its own.
It
no, that's actually beautiful on its own. But yeah, that's my perspective of how we met. What's your perspective?
Because honestly, it's the same thing. So I had this hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to be very, when it comes to wig, I had time to be, you know, laying wig.
She
and,
was still
you know,
like doing, I'm a wobbish. I'm a young girl.
I was doing baby hair and all that.
Now, soft life.
Please just buy me glueless. Just let me put it on my head. Let me be going. I don't have time for all of that.
But
that was the wig I had. And then she came up to me. She was like, I like your hair.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was like, oh, okay. Me, I want to leave church. Because it was after church.
It was after church.
And I need
me.
I'm a kind of person that once church is over like this, whoop,
you want a jackpot.
Motilaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. So.
Yeah.
I actually was not rude to you though. I don't
no, you
remember
weren't.
Being
it was
rude.
Just your face.
It was just my face.
You
my face
rude.
Says
you
a different
nice.
Story. If you meet me in person, this says a total different
yeah.
story. Yeah.
You would don't think that. Don't approach her.
Don't judge me by my face, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was how we met. And then we got talking because we had like young adult meeting.
Yes.
And then
yes.
we just, you know,
should we
like
open people's nyash names here? We had people like Blessing Boy.
Yes.
It was our youth pastor.
It was
president.
Our youth pastor. Yeah, president, not
and,
pastor.
And we were very gluey to him. Very, because
he
was
actually
the only
taught
one.
Me. He, no, he was the one that taught me how to use a camera.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. I remember that time. Oh, gosh.
I know.
Nostalgia, man. I hate all this. I don't like this at all. Okay, please, moving forward.
Moving forward. We just ended up, you know, starting to talk. We exchanged numbers. Oh, my goodness, Kemi.
What happened?
Do you remember one time that we wanted to move in together?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't even imagine. That was a phase.
Yeah.
That
we
was
had
a phase
where we wanted to move in together. That we're looking at Redwood. Was it Redwood?
Redwood
Floyd something.
Apartment. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Yeah, we were looking at apartments together.
Oh my God.
Crazy, man.
Oh my
God. Those were the phases. What are you remembering again, this girl?
Apple juice era.
Yes, we used to love apple juice a lot. Can you imagine?
If I go to the store, I have to buy two.
Yes.
We used to, one for myself, one for Kemi. If she goes, she has to buy two. One for me, one for her.
That still exists till now. We still like some drinks together.
Together, yes. We love anything coconut.
Yes, yes. Together till now. Yes, yeah. Yes. That is crazy.
Oh, my God. And then plantain chips.
Let's stop this right here now. But yeah, those were, like, I think, like, fundamental things that kept us. But like you've mentioned, yes, we did have, like, our own different paths.
Yes,
different personalities that, like...
We still do.
That, like, yeah, that, like,
I can't stop drinking.
Yeah, but we thank God. It's been 7 years, and by God's grace, we'll keep going further and further.
We're still standing.
Yes. So let's dive into this.
You go first.
Heavenly Father, go with me as I go. So... When I pick up a card, do I answer or you? Oh, I'm asking you.
You're asking me.
Okay. When was the last time you cried and what was the reason? Oh, my God. And you have to be vulnerable.
I'm not a crybaby.
Oh, please don't tell me you did not cry. You've not cried in like a while.
I'm trying to remember.
Happy tears.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to remember the last time I cried.
Mm-hmm. And what was the reason?
Why did I cry? Okay, I think after giving birth to my kid, I was sick.
Oh, yes. Yeah. On the naming ceremony.
Yes, I was sick. I had my naming ceremony in the hospital, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I had really bad high blood pressure, and it was really bad this time. So I was a little bit very sad. Emotional and sad. So, yeah, that was the last time I cried.
Yeah. I remember watching. It was painful to see. It wasn't even about you.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what was painful for me?
To see me in the hospital?
No, it wasn't that. Because I knew, I mean, you were coming back.
Yeah.
But it was painful to see your mom and Pelumi's mom all dressed up in their gear.
Like, those women did not even care whether it's
these
hospital.
These people had their outfit picked.
Yeah.
They have their Ashwebi, ghillie, everything.
They even did Anko.
They did Anko, that's what I'm saying. And they were in the hospital. They couldn't do the party.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is so sad.
I know.
And then obviously it's sad that you were in the hospital too.
And me that I don't cry. It's a reality. I cried in public. Like in the whole
cried
Zoom
and
people were watching me cry. That's not me.
That was tough to watch. Because I remember it was me and Kemi was Seth. Oh, Kemi.
We have another friend called Kemi.
It's strange.
We have to bring her here though.
We really do need to bring Kemi back.
We have to bring
Kemi here to be a disastrous
Which Kemi are we talking about? I know.
But it was me and her standing beside each other when we were watching the, because they had to stream it, do a Zoom link kind of thing. So we're watching her in the hospital and she was watching us as well. It was so weird. Me and Kemi just looked at each other like, I can't believe this is happening.
I know. Yeah, that was the last time I cried.
Yeah, makes
sense. Should I tell them a fun fact?
What?
My mother-in-law's name is Kemi.
And even this Pelumi's mom, her name is Kemi.
Like, they are haunting
me. We're going nowhere.
Literally.
In your life,
like,
we are not going nowhere.
Why do you have so many of you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And Kemi's are special, of course. If you know any Kemi that I've hurt you, sorry.
All right, let me pick.
Okay, pick. Let's go. That was easy. That was not easy, bad.
Yeah. Hey. I love this one.
Oh, my gosh.
So the question is, what is a secret or confession you have never shared with anyone?
Ah, I don't have secrets, actually. This is very easy. I don't have secrets, confession. I'm serious. I'm not joking. With anyone, I'll be with you.
Okay, let's say with me.
I don't have secret though. Secrets or confession. Well, I've confessed this one to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say here.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't have secrets. I don't have secrets from you like that. It's not really...
I'll pick another one.
Why would you pick another? I've answered it.
I'll pick another one.
I don't have secret that I keep from you like that. The funny thing is that I might keep secret from you instance.
You see, end up telling me.
But I'll still end up telling you. So what's the point?
You see, end up telling me.
Exactly. So it's not... I don't have secrets.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
You dodged that one. I was excited for that one.
That was not bad. What is a chance you wish you took?
Chance I wish I took.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. May I used to take?
Take chances, so you know. You know the fear.
I take the bull. That's the bull by the horn. The horn by the bull. I don't.
You you take the bull by the horn.
I take it. I take my chance. So yeah. I don't even. I'm trying to think. I don't even know.
That you wish you took. I don't know. Thinking for you.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. If I even wish anyone, it was literally to spite somebody. It was not.
Oh my God. But no, I think you take chances. Yeah, prepare, I do. Comfortable. I don't have problem like with things like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Auntie Kemi, it's my turn now. Yo, I've let's skip this one.
What is
it? Ah, hallelujah!
No, I've skipped it. Skip. Move on.
This guy is cheating. No.
I'm not cheating. That you was just cheating. God.
You are cheating.
That was just God.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever been suicidal?
No.
You have not? That's good.
No. I've been sad. I've mm-hmm. been like really emotionally sad, mm-hmm. but not to the point of being suicidal.
That's good.
Yeah. Have you? Mm. Can I ask that? Can no, I do that?
You can't.
Let's do that. Really.
No,
okay,
you
at least
cannot.
For this one. At least for this one. What kind no, of friend no, would I be if I don't know the answer to this? Guys,
you cannot.
Judge. They said then. Yes. Answer.
Have no, you ever can't. Been? You can't.
Okay.
You can't.
Fine.
So pick.
Oh, okay. What has been your biggest reality check moment in life?
That I'm a mother of two.
You know that this girl has refused to believe that she's now...
Because I'm still a baby.
She's like, oh, I'm somebody's child though. I'm still a girl.
How can a baby have two babies?
My dear, you have two children. Two children.
I'm still a baby, you guys. Like, sometimes I would just sit down at home and then the both of them are like, maybe playing and I'm like... Ah.
Is this mine?
So these two are my own. I'm responsible for that person.
Really?
For two human beings. Bruh.
But
it's that, mentally straining.
That's a huge reality
yeah,
check.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, and I'm a wife.
Not So we went for my friend's wedding the other day. And so we, these friends too, we go to the same church, right? So now this would make them the youngest couple in church and no longer us.
Yeah.
Right. So like, I was just like, this is so amazing to watch other people marry. I'm just like, wow. So that's how we are no longer just single.
The youngest, yeah.
Young people.
That's
we're
true.
Married. Like, we're actually.
Me, I'm still a baby. I'm still a girl.
I'm a baby girl for life too, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Even after all your children, you're still a baby girl. Is it you? You to be picking fast, Jare. I didn't even know it was your turn. Okay.
Aunt Kemi.
Was it actually?
You asked me the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell a story of a time you felt betrayed.
Oh my gosh.
I'm actually excited for this one.
I don't know if betrayal is the word or just disappointment.
Tell a time you tell us a story where you were disappointed and betrayed together. Don't stress me.
Should I say the recent one or just anyone?
Anyone.
Okay, I'm going to keep the other one for like another topic.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one is like relationship based. Let's talk about friendship one, right? I would say, just to summarize, because it's a long story, I think it was during my wedding time when I had one of our very good friends. I don't know how to say this. I hate saying this story. But you know how they talk about, like, during your wedding, there's a potential that you lose some people.
Yes.
Or you gain some people.
Yes.
I totally believe in that school of thought now. I didn't think it was a thing until, you
me
know,
too.
After the wedding. So that was the kind of story that happened with this particular friend where maybe it's expectation. You know how you expect somebody to just be there for you and they weren't there for you?
I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong if you expect your friend to be there for you though.
Right, but I'm not gonna lie, sometimes, obviously Ella knows about the story. Sometimes I think like, oh, maybe it's me putting too much expectation on this particular person. But then again, why wouldn't I put expectation on this person? Because
she's
this person was my
very,
very, like it was three of us, basically.
Literally, it was. It's so funny how we're talking about how we met, we didn't add.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad. But anyways, it's like the expectations I had from you or to you. Which English?
From you, from my wedding.
No, the expectation I had. Like, I had expectations for you for my wedding.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So,
don't laugh. I couldn't understand that English too. But now imagine that expectation not being met.
Yeah. Would because you actually assigned...
Yeah, assigned roles for people. Would you say that it was I was asking too much of you as a friend?
I don't think so, honestly speaking. Yeah. I don't think so because I believe that during God helping, God willing, wedding is something that is a one-time thing.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? And I believe that that's my wedding, one time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that the bride is going through, the Absolutely. Bride is doing.
Yeah.
And the least
yeah.
I expect from my friend is to be there.
Yeah.
That's the least.
So let's give a good, thank you for summarizing it that way. But the good, so the people in the audience can understand.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was getting married, visualize having like two good friends, right? And you have expectations of, you know, what you want them to do and how they would be at your wedding, mm-hmm. right? For you. But that expectation was not met by this person in the sense that it was almost like an absentee kind of presence.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that absentee presence?
At this point, that's what it felt like. Like she was there, but she was not there,
but I didn't feel mm-hmm. her being there. Like there were things that you would expect her to do, not even necessarily like be doing it like hard work, but just being there for your friend. I didn't have that mm-hmm. from her. And that just showed me a different side of this person.
And I think that, honestly, I don't think, I might be wrong, quote mm-hmm. me if I'm wrong. I don't think it's about that event. I don't think it's about the wedding itself. I think what made it look really obvious was the aftermath.
I was getting there. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Stop it. I was getting there. So I feel like what the wedding started it.
Yes.
But what really made it bad to this point mm-hmm. was the aftermath of like, I don't see the point of us being friends if I can't call you out.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to call you out and be like, BS, Ella, yes. That is bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm cursing too much on this episode.
It's the wine. Blame it on the wine.
I should be able to say, no, that was yeah. wrong. You know, that's mm-hmm. not good. Without actually destroying what we have.
Yes.
But in the process where it destroys what we have, then it goes a long way saying yeah. that we were not supposed to be,
yeah.
you know, connected
Especially
for that long.
Especially the fact that we've been friends with this person for
yeah,
a minute.
This yeah. would have been the seventh year too. Yeah. Because we met around the same time.
Absolutely. Now, I've always wanted to know, who did you meet first? Me or her?
That's a good question. I actually met you first because of the experience of that hair mm-hmm. thing. Because you were the first young adult I saw in church.
Because she was in the church, but we didn't know she was a young adult.
I didn't know. Yeah. I met her when we started. I don't know if you remember one time that we did a young adults voting. Is it voting? Voting for executives or something. Yes, that pastor was like, you'll be the president, then cast mm-hmm. votes for the rest. Mm-hmm. Were you there that day?
I think I was. I think was
that was the day, Sha, that I met her. Maybe. I think you were there. It was in church like that soon. That was the day. So, but yeah, I met you a couple Sundays before her. Yeah. So anyways, to cut the long story short, that was the kind of, I don't know if I can call it betrayal or disappointment that I felt from a friend that I didn't expect from somebody like that. If it was a friend that we met like two years ago or something.
The friendship wasn't that strong.
If it wasn't that strong, bruh, I wouldn't feel like...
Because like you guys were... Sometimes, you know that, since we are being honest here, mm-hmm. I actually felt at some point you guys were closer than we were
bruh,
closer.
This girl used to complain, like, there are things I don't know about.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, you felt separated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like that came from a connection that I had with her. And the connection I had with you.
Yeah.
Like, there was a difference in, like, some of the connections.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason why it's a little sad, in fact, sadder, because when I was planning my wedding, there were things that I told her first. Before even telling you. Mm-hmm. Before even telling my... I was going to mention Koinsola. Well, before even telling my sister.
Yeah.
Because it was you, Koinsola, and this friend
mm-hmm.
that was really, like, my buddies. I could run ideas through really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember most of the times it would be her I'm calling first. Like, what's up? What do you think of this? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. So we planned a lot of these things together. And when it came to the day of executing, you just went MIA.
Anyways.
Yeah, I know.
Good riddance.
So the betrayal or disappointment was that. Yeah. I have another one, but let's not share that for now. I think I've not healed from that one yet. When I heal from that one, I would talk about it.
Have you told me?
I haven't told you. Because it just literally happened. It's very recent. We'll talk about it after the show.
And later when she said that's her secret, she said, oh no.
No, that one is that told a
you
secret? Everything. That one,
you're hiding secrets from me now.
Nah? No, that one is nice. That one just happened.
Okay.
It's not a secret.
No, I think it's you.
But you've seen this one. Should we ask?
Really, I didn't really read it.
Okay. Who is the one person that has been consistently, that has consistently been there for you?
I have more than one.
Who has been there for you consistently over the years?
That's the thing. I have more than one. I can't just say one person.
Choose one.
You to be my husband.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. So I have more than one. Okay, I can't just, you know, I have more than one.
Pick two.
So I have more than two.
Yeah, I know, but pick two.
I would say Kemi and Kemi.
Aside from your husband. Okay, Kemi and Kemi. I like that.
Yeah, it's Kemi and Kemi.
Special.
Those two. Like when, like the other Kemi, when I gave, she's girl literally flew all the way from Illinois to come and do a mugwa for me.
No, Kemi's a gem. That's not even a contender. Kemi is a mother.
She is. And you know, she has always been like that. Because I've known Kemi longer than I've known Kemi. Oh my God.
It's weird, I know. You've known Kemi. Like I told Diri, you've known the other Kemi. Mona, you know my Kemi.
Yo, this girl came to the house and then she called Dire. Say, Dire, come. Say my Auntie Kemi to her. And say the other.
The other Auntie Kemi.
I'm like, yeah, the competition is real.
My God, we're just confusing Omolomo.
Like the poor child was like, push leave me, please.
I can't. But yeah. No, the other favorite Kemi.
Yes, the other Kemi. So both of them.
She's a gem. She's a gem.
Yep.
Okay, so it's my turn. It's my turn now. Okay, it's your turn.
Kemi.
Wahala.
I think you stopped drinking this wine.
I think this wine is probably just intoxicating.
Okay. All right. What's an apology you never got to give?
That me, I should give somebody. I should give you an apology.
Yeah.
An apology that I should have given you that I've never gotten to give. If that English is correct.
Do you have any?
I'll probably just say, and the reason why I'm giving this apology, I don't feel sorry, but maybe I should feel sorry. I feel sorry because you've expressed it. Okay, let me say it. It's when you say, when you got married, we were nowhere to be found.
Oh, yeah, you've given the apology.
I've given it already? Oh, I guess. Well, now you've given it publicly. I didn't have given that apology. Have I given that apology before?
I think you have.
And the only reason I will say it again is because I'm putting myself in your shoes to understand, especially you expressing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you, I didn't see that as a... as an issue. Let me use that word. I didn't see it as an issue, but to me, I don't see why if somebody says this is an issue for me, I should still say it's not an issue. It's not. No. Yeah. So that's why.
Yeah, because I believe because this Kemi and then the other friend we're talking about. I literally got married.
The other friend, wait to clarify, because now it's making it look like the other Kemi.
No. The other friend that we're talking about earlier, and then Kemi, because we're three. And I got married, and these girls just disappeared. And I'm like,
we were in the same city, but we'd not go to a house.
Nothing.
We'd not chat.
And I was like, okay, what's going on? Yeah. It was weird to me.
It wasn't for a long time, too, please.
Still, even once then, I had to voice it out, though.
Yeah.
But you guys, if I didn't voice it out, were you guys going to stop?
We probably would have stopped at some point, because let me see for myself. I probably would have stopped for some time after a while with the notion that the marriage, oh yeah, cutting shark it on now, oh yeah, now let's go back to normal.
Because like,
my thought process at that time was you were in your honeymoon stage, like you guys were
it's
still
understandable, but like when you went for honeymoon,
your character is a different thing, excuse me. Even on my wedding,
I literally got
after the day of my wedding, on my honeymoon day, everywhere that we were in that honeymoon, Ella was always texting. Afa, have people traveled? Afa, are there pictures? Afa, I wish I could be like that. I'm not gonna lie.
I literally called it, Kemi. Afa, how did it go?
I wish my personality was like that. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. Like, it's maybe it's just me. So I feel so weird. I'm like, why are these girls not calling me? Like, they might even ask how it went.
Yeah. I get that, because this is something that you would do for us.
Yes.
So now that we are not doing it for you, it's like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
I get that. So yeah, because when we went for honeymoon and then it was you and Naomi. Legit. I'm like, why are these people texting me on my honeymoon? Excuse me. Let me breathe. But it also, I'm not gonna lie, a yeah. part of me also felt good, like, oh wow, these people are checking up. Mm-hmm. Because the people that did not check up, I found it bad. Offensive as well. Oh. So I get it. So yeah, apologies for that. Because yeah, that sucked to hear you express that. Because mm-hmm. I was just like, it must have really hurt you for you to express it.
Because I'm not really the type that just, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm Abinu. Sorry. Is it my turn now? Yes. Before I read, okay. What do you think your biggest weakness is? That's to you, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. What is your biggest weakness?
I don't know if I should call it a weakness.
Say it. Let me see if it's a weakness or not.
My heart is soft.
No, I think what you should say in that light. Mm-hmm. You are too, as much as we say she has this RBF face or thing, you are too... You're too free.
Yeah.
How do I say? Like, you allow people into your space so easily. Like, you are very... I don't know if kindness is the word.
I am kind. It's annoying me sometimes. It does. I'm not as... This girl is very mean. I'm very accommodating. Oh, that's the word.
Accommodating.
This one.
Yeah.
I should smile. So, let me just tell you, people that know us...
I don't know.
This one is a tyrant.
Yeah.
Kevin is a tyrant.
I'm not a tyrant. I'm not as accommodating as you are.
You say you're doing what?
I'm not a tyrant. I just like people to go to their own spaces. Like, okay, good that you're here.
But, yeah, bye-bye. Oh yeah,
bye-bye. No, legit.
Yeah,
that's not a weakness. I don't
care. I'm very warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it is.
How do you... Okay, let me ask you this genuinely. Because it's different. That's part of the personality difference that we have. How are you okay with people being around you for a long time?
So the difference is, as much as you think that I'm very, like, welcoming and warm, mm-hmm. I am only that way to the people that I care about.
But Gabby, there are so many people that... I can let you come to your house today, bruh. They're like, this person here, this person here, this person here, this person here. So are you telling me that you are close to this?
So that part, you need to understand that there's a husband factor now.
I mean, true. So both of you found each other.
Yeah, my husband is.
Is even worse. Yeah.
My husband is a people's person. Like people just end up. I just find people just warming up to him. Like sometimes some of his friends will call him and be telling him some certain deep. Things and even himself will be like, I don't deserve to be like, I don't deserve. Yeah,
telling them is different from being in.
So like they are in, like, I don't know how he does it. Like, I met my husband with a lot of people in his space already. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So being at the beginning, it was kind of weird to me because my own being people being around my space are the people that I care
that
about.
You care about, yeah.
I don't mind. You can stay till that kingdom come. I don't mind.
That's amazing.
Yeah, as long as, like, Kemi now, for example, now, Kemi can, we'll always have something to say. We don't get tired.
No, but no, Kemi is a bad example.
I should not use Kemi.
Yeah, because Kemi
that's
is,
what I'm saying.
Kemi is Kemi, like.
That's what I'm saying. For people that I care about, like you, for example, I can be with you. I can talk to you the whole day.
Right. Okay, let's use other people as examples. So you're saying that, okay, it's only people that you care about
for
that
me,
would have been for you, would but have your husband been, is
but
different.
But because now that I have my husband and I know that that's who he is, mm-hmm. I have accepted...
You've learned to accept
exactly
it.
Exactly. He has even changed thanks to me. You remember him before and him now.
Yeah.
He has actually adjusted because at some point, I couldn't.
That's good. That's like compromise for
I
both
I couldn't.
Of you guys.
Yeah, I could. I was like, my energy, my battery is...
That's, oh my gosh.
He's dying.
That's what affects me. Mm-hmm. My energy amongst people, when I'm amongst people for a long time.
It dies. Yeah.
I need to go recharge. And to the point that you start seeing it on my body. Like,
I know how to hide it though. I know how to hide it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know how to hide. Like that one, I have PhD in it.
But you know what's funny though? When you are outside amongst crowd, like let's say that, people that you know or people that you don't know, you are very much, 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 much reserved.
Because I like to observe more than I like to talk when I'm outside. See, yeah.
Another opposite. Me, I'm the one.
She's...
Hello, hi. Are you okay? But then that energy is stopping at some point. I gotta go. After a while.
Yeah. Because that's why, like, if we go for gatherings, I'm the one calling you like, oh, did you notice that this person was like this? Or did you see that this person was like this?
Yeah. Me, I did not notice. I was just over there interacting. I was not there. funny. That's actually funny. Okay. Yeah. That's not a weakness, actually.
It's not. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I have.
That's not a weakness. That's a good weakness, if it is, if we can say that.
Yeah. It's my turn. Thank you. This time around, you will not drop it.
So bad. Okay.
Why do you think people seek validation from others?
I don't know. That's the exact card.
Another card that beg. If you want
but
to seek
if
validation.
You, if we're being honest, I think people that seek validation from people are just people that
are insecure.
They don't have their own self-worth. The moment you know yourself, you like yourself for who you are, you would care less what people think.
Honestly. Because people always have an opinion.
Yeah. Let's just summarize
All right. What is something you have done that would make your younger self proud?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to say this and it's going to sound so cheesy because we're like, after all the accomplishment, that's all you can say. Sorry for all the feminists out there.
I know what you're going to say.
What was I going to say?
You say it. So let me whisper it. Let me whisper it to them.
Say it and then let me know if you guessed it right.
Marrying my brother?
Yes.
I knew it!
Crazy. No. I don't know if that's my doing.
Honestly,
or God's
it's
doing.
God's doing. I literally told somebody recently, and I told the person, I was like, I don't think anybody else would have been perfect for Kemi if not Kunle.
Yeah, no. Oh, were you telling that? That's
I funny. Was telling Bio.
No, legit. Yeah. Wait, in what context? I want to know more about this gist.
Which we're talking about the last episode that we posted one time, right?
Okay.
One of our episodes.
Okay.
And then she was like, I don't know what she said. She said something to me. And I was like, me and Kemi were very different though. Kemi is not quiet at all. She was like, really? I was like, yeah, she's not though. You just need to know her properly. That one, quiet and her, is two separate things. That truth be told, safe. I don't think anybody would have been perfect for Kemi if not Kunle.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah, I think that's something that if I met my younger self, I would be like,
yeah, you did.
The future is great.
It's great.
Yeah.
You keep going. Well.
God has blessed you.
I remember
you.
It was about the tribal stuff. Oh, I cannot marry. When you were saying that you'd rather marry Yoruba man. Yes, it was that episode.
I just could not have found them.
Yeah.
Any different person. So I would tell my younger self, good job.
You did well. You did
God
this one.
God blessed you with this one. Yeah, that's the accomplishments.
So it's you now.
Aside from the other accomplishments. All right. Are you sure it's me?
Yeah.
Okay. What is something you've done that would disappoint you?
That would disappoint
your younger self.
Hey,
it's funny how this is the opposite.
Let me drink.
What is something you've done that would disappoint your younger self?
Dating my very first boyfriend. Let's be honest.
You sure this again?
Bruh.
Was it fun? Do you look back and just be like, what?
It's short. When I even see his picture, Seth, I'm like, how?
Really?
How? Yeah. How did I end? Like, what is it? Is it jazz? Or what's going on?
No, it was our immaturity.
Yeah.
Let's blame it on young age.
Yes. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay.
All right.
All right.
I don't know why this my shirt is coming down.
You need to eat up more so that you chop up a little
gain
bit.
Gain more. All right. All right.
Who? What is your?
Hey.
It's not bad.
Okay, we just did the who.
It's not bad. Okay. Don't worry. What is your definition of happiness? So you see why?
Yeah, it's deep. Happiness. I don't know. Honestly,
you don't have a definition
of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say peace of mind. If that's a thing, if that can use that as an. I'll say peace of mind, just having this peace that passes all understanding. Honestly, from home front, friendship front, religious front, anything front, just having
that peace.
Peace. And I have noticed over the years that the peace, honestly, is not man-made.
Yes.
To be honest. It's just your connection with God and God-given blessing. Because if he did not give you the blessing for that, your mind, because I always say this to people, when I'm working hard, when I'm tired, I'm not tired because I've been physically working. I'm tired because my mind keeps racing. I think of so many things in 1 second. Like so many ideas, so many things to do, this and blah, blah. There's so many things running through my head. So the moment I can take myself out of that
space
and just be like, I don't want to think about anything. I just want this you know, time off. I feel that peace. And it's not easy. It's actually through God, to be honest. It's not easy because I notice that when I do that, is when I listen, I'll just play my Christian music. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I'll play my Christian music and I just zone out.
Yeah.
And I don't think of anything. So, yes, I'll say peace of mind.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, my turn now. Your turn.
I will be asking now before I... Okay. All right, so let's do this one more round and then go into some of the deep questions we want to ask our friends before we close. Okay, what are your thoughts on... Oh, my God. I'm glad you are the one that got this question. Okay, so it says, what are your thoughts on what happens after death? This one is deep.
So, at this young age, let me start with, at this stage of my life right now, I think that is one thing that scares me.
A lot.
Yeah, if I was single or whatnot, I don't think, because before having my kids, it didn't scare me as...
Really?
Yeah.
So you think having kids now even make it worse?
Hey. Because there was one time that when I was sick, when I was pregnant for the second, for Fury, and my insurance nurse, she calls me every week. And then the first time she actually called me, you know how they ask all these questions like, oh, are you depressed? Or do you... So she asked me, are you suicidal? Mm-hmm. And stuff. I was like, suicidal.
You can never be old.
I'm sorry.
Children.
I literally asked her, I was like, if I do, who's going to take care of my son? So the fact, like me putting all this effort, taking care of them, like right now, I bought a book recently for Dire. And then Kemi was like, oh, should we open it? And the father said, no, the mom is the teacher. Let her be the one to open it. So imagine him having that knowledge. Like, literally, Dire will bring the book and say, mommy, let's read. Wow. He will barely give it to someone else but me, right? So having to put all that effort, I want to see my effort grow. So the fact that me having that imagination that I may not get to see this,
God forbid,
it scares me too. Like, when I was sick after giving birth to Fury, that was all I was telling God. I was like, God, please, I just want to see them grow. I just want to see them grow. Please, just let me see them grow. Yeah, so that is aside. So having that mindset, I don't know if I really think of the aftermath. I just believe that there is hell, there is heaven. And I try to live my life right to make it to heaven, because I can't even imagine ordinary hot spots gone. I cannot carry.
God forbid.
So, and my skin is very soft and delicate. So imagine, I cannot imagine having to suffer. Like, I, because I have a lot of questions for God. Like, I want to be able to sit at his feet and talk to him and ask him some questions. So I try my best to live my life right. That's why, as much as you're like, oh, I'm so welcoming, it's just me working on myself, because I know myself. I used to say this, I don't like people.
But you're growing to...
I'm growing to just accept people. And thankfully, God gave me a man that he's very accepting. He's very kind. He's a very kind man. Now, me self, they're even wicked. I'm small.
You know when they say, like, God knows what you need, not what you want.
He knew what I needed. He knew that I needed somebody that could take charge, somebody that could teach me. Because I have coconut head. If my mom used to say it, so it's you will learn. But she used to, like, if you like, don't learn. I have coconut head. So he knew that I needed somebody to teach me. And one thing that I was struggling with as a single person was being kind. Yes, I didn't care for people like that. Like, I will not be wicked to you or anything, but I won't put an effort. If that makes sense. Like, if you're not a kid, I don't really have that much empathy at years from now, like when I was a little way, way, way younger. So I think I'm trying to live right, and hopefully I don't fall short of the glory of God.
Of God's glory.
And I also just tell God, like, just mercy. Let me be among those people that you show mercy to. So yes, I do believe that there is hell and there is heaven. I don't want to imagine me dying anytime soon. That was quite emotional.
That is amazing. That's a good, beautiful answer too, because I hate that question. But it's a good response that you gave us.
Who is someone you wish you could connect with?
In real, like, real
so
life.
So let's assume, like, maybe you're somebody you've lost and you wish you could connect, reconnect, not connect. Who is someone you wish you could reconnect with?
Reconnect with.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
That I have? No. I'm just trying to think. No, to be honest, because those that I've lost, like, through mm-hmm. passing, like, they are kind of older, and, like, thankfully to God, they, you know, they lived their lives.
Mm-hmm.
People that are alive now and we've parted ways, I just wish them luck. Like, I don't wish
to reconnect.
I don't have any regrets towards, like, how maybe things played out. I'm not often that person that actually regret things as much.
Mm.
I can think about it once in a while, like, the thoughts will cross my come across. I'll be, what is it?
Cross my head
and just be like, oh. But my idea is that I put in the effort to make sure that we're good, or mm-hmm. we're okay, or mm-hmm. we are civil. At least we can see each other and connect.
Mm-hmm.
But if that effort is not being reciprocated, mm-hmm. I don't have any... My own ninnies are clean. I'll be what they say that.
Mm.
As long as my own hands are
clean, you're good.
I don't have any problem. The only people I would say maybe I want to reconnect is if I've not done my own part of trying to mend or clean my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But if I've done that and things are still not working out, I don't regret it.
Okay.
Everybody just live a good life.
All right. So we have... Guys, we have two more rounds.
One more round.
Mm-hmm. The final round, and then we'll call it... I think you go next. I just asked you.
Oh, yeah. See, you should have made that mistake. You should have made it at least once. All right, so... Come on. Okay. So this one says, what is the one thing you would say to your younger self?
The one thing I would say to my younger self would have been, you should have had more confidence.
At the young age or
yes,
now?
Yes, that's like telling my younger self that you should have been more confident.
Go, girl.
Because I was a very timid child.
Mm.
I was, because I was, you already know that I was bullied in secondary school and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
I was very timid. I was very shy. I wasn't confident. Like, I could barely read in public.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so... I think that also affected me for a while. Mm-hmm. But that was when I moved to the US. Yeah. When I newly moved to the US, it mm-hmm. was it was a struggle. But yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Have more confidence.
More confidence. All right. This is the last one.
Let's do the last one.
Oh my gosh. It better be a good one. So if it's not a good one, can I pick?
No.
But why now?
Please read your card.
What was the lowest point of your life and how did you overcome it? Olomwe. Olomwe. Should we have allowed
change
me to pick
card.
Another? You could have allowed me to change the card. You said no.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is not really hard to mm-hmm. say. It would be when, so at some point, this year is just starting.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I lost my job. I think, obviously, I told you to. Because when it happened, ooh, I don't want to
flog you too much on that one, because
no,
I knew
you can't. How will you flog me at my lowest? Are you okay?
God, give me, come here, why didn't you tell me? Why did I? But it's okay.
But that was my lowest, when I lost my job, because I had never experienced that in my years of working.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it would be me leaving. But like, when the news came and they told me, I was just like, is this movie? Are you joking? It hold me, like, how, you know, when you just never thought that could happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it happened. So the moment they shared the news was low, but even lower was experiencing the aftermath of, like, now having to look for a job, now having to, like, manage your savings to make sure, because at first I didn't think that it was going to last for a long time, and lasted for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason why I bless God for the kind of husband I married again to. At the point where I was at my lowest of, like, feeling like this is the end, like, I'm giving up. I'm no longer wanting to do this anymore. He would be the one to like keep on with the applications. Can you imagine?
That's my brother.
Yeah, like he would continue to apply. Oh God, oh my God. Why did I do this?
If you guys, backstory, myself and Kemi's husband, Kule, we are literally the same people.
No, legit.
In different bodies.
And he annoys me to death. I'm like, why do I have to get double? And we are namesakes
again. Our birthdays are so close.
No, it's legit freaking very weird. But yeah, the male, female version is the male version.
Yep.
But he was the person applying for jobs for me when I was at my lowest and I didn't want to do it anymore. Even I would categorically say, well, I shouldn't say this in public, but like, I would say there are so many jobs that he applied to more than I did.
Mm.
That obviously I still had to go for the interviews myself if they ever called back. But like, he was the one pulling me when I was at the lowest. But I would say that that's the lowest point. It's not easy in this kind of economy to not have that. I was out of a job for like 5 months.
Yeah, and you did this girl didn't tell me.
Yeah, for like 5 months.
I was a little bit mad at you though when you told me. I was happy that you got a job when you told me.
Because I didn't tell you until I got a job.
Yeah, but I was just like, so Kemi can keep sick. I was shocked that Kemi could keep how such... Such thing from me.
My idea of that is if I said it when while I was still looking for a job, the story would be where I'm saying the story and I'm crying. Oh, and that would be too ugly.
But you cry in front of me on a reg now.
Yeah, no, the kind of hurt is different. I'm always obviously feeling like if there's anybody out there, let me just use this as an opportunity to encourage somebody. If there's anybody out there that you're looking for something or maybe you lost your job due to any economic reason. And you've been trying to get a new one or get a better opportunity. Trust me, there is God. Don't give up because I almost did. Don't give up. Surround yourself with a good support system that can encourage you because you need it. When it's not always going to be, oh, yes, I have faith. Yes, I can do it. Sometimes you will doubt yourself.
You will.
But if you have people that are, you know, supporting you and encouraging you, that would help.
Yeah.
And don't just give up. Continue to push until you get something better. The moment you failed is when you stopped.
Yeah.
Whenever you stop is when you failed. That's the English I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope my English is correct.
Don't worry, your English is English.
Yeah.
We'll pardon you.
Yeah. I hate this session, you guys. Let me just say it again. I feel like
I love it. I wish, let me even see some of these questions, sir. I wish that
we had more time to go through them. But it's giving, I don't want to talk about my emotions, but it's okay. Non-avoidant. Are you an avoidant person?
Yeah, in what sense?
Do you avoid emotions?
I'm not really the emotional person. Yeah. I'm very hardcore.
I'm not avoidant. I'm very...
It doesn't say it depends though. Like, yes, when somebody offends you, you believe that I should say it right there. And I don't. I would, you know, I'll give you
time.
Let
your cup full.
I'll give you time. Because I'm not confrontational at all.
No, you're not. Oh, that's another personality difference we have. Oh, God. I think you're building up to it though. I would say you're definitely better than before.
Yeah, I am.
This girl is less confrontational.
Yeah, like, I'll just let
now, it. You can still do, you're still, like, I think you're getting better at it now.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Confrontation all the way. Not to be a rebellious person. Not to be bad. But sometimes you got to just, no, stop that now.
I think for me now, I pick
your battles.
Yes. If I don't see you as somebody I want to waste my time on.
Right. Oh, yes. Yes. If I don't see you as somebody that deserves my attention, my dear, continue living your life.
If you like, use your head to walk. That's your
the
problem.
The only problem is don't cross me. If you, the moment you cross me, that's the only problem.
Even if you cross me sometimes. God, yeah, I just... The
kindness of heart. No, don't cross me, man. If you do, that's when I will now bring everything you've been doing that I've been avoiding. Oh, my goodness. No, don't try it.
She is. If I'm looking for a friend that I can say, please, can you come and fight my battle?
Yeah. I might not be able to fight physically
but mentally.
But that, no, you got to stop that bullshit. No, it's not playing.
Mentally.
It's not moving with us.
If you're looking
man.
For how to plot the person's, you know, revenge,
yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
I will help you.
So see the difference. Our one is only mouth, but the action they hear. Silent killers. That's what they are.
I cannot.
Yo, you guys, this has been fun.
I know, this was good. Really, oh my goodness. I feel so happy.
I feel very light. Hearted.
That's good. I actually love the fact that we're starting to share more mm-hmm. with the Brewing Her family.
Yes.
They're starting to know us better, you know, because I feel like when they do, some of the things we say, they'll kind of understand where we're coming from mm-hmm. because of like based on personality wise. So yeah.
I'm looking forward to sharing
more.
At the same time, I'm not. God will help us.
I am.
God will help us by God's grace. But you guys, let's close here before we keep ranting.
Exactly. This was fun.
This was fun. Cheers to friendship again.
Yes.
Let's not show them our...
To 7 years.
Oh my goodness. That is crazy.
When we're 10, we need to do something.
We need to do something big. You know all those people that do photo shoots? You know all those friendship photo shoots now that I've been seeing?
Let's do it.
We need to do that. Yeah.
Let's do it. We have three more years.
Backwards. We will not die. 3 more years
in Jesus' name.
Sick.
Amen.
We will not fall
and
apart.
And by then, God, Kemi would have given me my own children in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Because I'm ready.
Moving on.
I feel like I'm always bugging you for that.
You're like the African auntie.
Yeah, I am. I am.
But anyways, thank you guys for staying with us to this episode.
Hey, gosh.
My African auntie.
Okay, let me talk. Hey. Imagine if we're doing the 10 years, right? And then we're showing the pictures and then our kids are around us.
Oh my God. That would be nice. That'll be very awesome.
Mm-hmm.
God's willing, that would be a plan.
My dear, you guys, to my least God's ears.
Amen. You guys watch out for our 10th year friendship anniversary, okay?
Now you pumped me up. We should actually go on a vacation.
We should.
No, that out of the country. Yes, yes. No,
we'll
do that.
We need to plan it. We need to see how we are. 10th year anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
We should do that. No, that one, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. Not the children parts, but I'm pumped about the vacation one. Let's do it. All right, the children part too, by God's grace. You guys, before we let you guys go today, hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yes, we did. Yes, we enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yes, it was.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, you guys.
We're saying it again.
To stick with us on YouTube, Spotify,
Instagram, Apple Music.
Apple Podcast.
The day she gets it. No, I actually said that. I intentionally said that.
Oh my gosh.
I did. I intentionally said, just to get your attention.
Okay.
Because you were in the spirit.
Apple, correct yourself.
Apple Podcast.
Okay, good.
I know it's Apple Podcast.
Good.
It actually even sounds weird saying it.
It's because you don't ever want to put it in your head. It's podcast.
Apple podcast. Music, please. Don't stress me.
People are like, what? Apple Music? Are you singing? All right, but no, listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and all
TikTok,
of your other
Instagram,
social media, yes.
Everywhere.
TikTok as well, and all your other podcast platforms. And just continue to be with us. We will see you on the next episode.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.